B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
It's time for Morning Court. Emily's on the phone with us. She emailed us. She's got a little something going on at work there that I've never seen a case like this.
This is new.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, it's a good one. Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you being a mean girl at work? What is going on?
No, actually, I work in an office with a great group of people that I really like. Everyone really gets along. And I just have one little problem. It's with this one girl, and we're about the same age. We're in our 20s, and she's constantly calling me skinny girl.
Well, congratulations.
And, well, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm thin, but not because I try. You know, I've just always kind of been tall and skinny, and, you know, I'm just kind of a little bit insecure about it.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I know how that feels.
Anyways.
Hey. Yeah,
of course you do.
Go ahead.
Of course you do. Yes. Okay. I know where this is going, Emily. Let's hear it.
Well, anyways, this girl uses it as my nickname, and she always calls me skinny girl. She's always like, hey, skinny girl, can you grab that off the printer? Hey, skinny girl, we have a meeting at 2. And I've given her looks, and I've even said to her, you know, my name's Emily. Like, basically, like, stop calling me that. And she just smiles and says, yeah, brushes me off.
She thinks, well, who's bothered by that, right? Okay.
Yeah. And things kind of got a little ugly the other day because I got a little frustrated. And she said, hey, skinny girl, how was your weekend? And I said, pretty good, Chubbs. How was yours?
Oh, you did.
That's amazing.
I did not.
I mean, you guys, she's not obese, but, you know, no one's really calling her skinny girl.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I get it.
What happened?
Oh, God.
So everyone at the office kind of like shot me a look like, oh my God, like a complete disbelief. And she hasn't even talked to me since. And I just kind of wanted to give her a taste of her own medicine. So I'm calling to see if I was out of line.
That was a big dose of the medicine. Big chubby dose of medicine.
She probably likes it with some sugar.
Wow. So she's not talking to you.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's weird because...
But isn't it the same?
Well, I mean, she's calling you skinny girl like it's nonchalant.
That's the thing.
You get one.
From what I've heard, some people who are very thin.
Yeah.
I actually had a friend who's really thin, and people would always call her skinny. You're so skinny. You're so skinny. And she was really insecure about it. Like she felt bad about it. Like she didn't like the way her body looked. And so when somebody would say she was skinny, it wasn't a compliment.
That's how you feel, too.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. Wow. What to do?
So I kind of feel like, you know what? A little taste of the old medicine.
So you're asking, are you out of line or not? Well, let's find out.
Yeah, I want to find out.
So we'll just open the phones up. Emily, be listening at 888-410-1057. Yeah, because I don't think you need to do any apologies. She hasn't apologized to you, but you have to clear the air at some point.
Should she go to her and say, listen, I was just doing what you do to me, and this is why, and blah, blah, blah. Maybe an explanation.
Right. Moving forward.
We'll see.
Where do we go? Moving forward, because I assume you both want to continue to work together. Okay, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned. You'll hear all kinds of great advice today. Here we go. 888-410-1057. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
You see that when the tables are turned. It just doesn't sound right.
Well,
skinny girl's a compliment.
It's not, though. It's not. That's
how people perceive
it. It's about her body, and it's a workplace, too. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to make comments about people's bodies.
Does she go too far? Does she owe an apology? What do you say? Let's take some calls. 888-410-1057. Phones are lighting up already.
Oh, boy.
I knew they would, and they should, because this is a really interesting dilemma.
Delicate.
Right? There we go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 722. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and Morning Court is in session. We just talked to Emily. She is skinny, as she says. She's just always been thin. And a woman at work always calls her skinny girl, get this, skinny girl, get that. she was asked her not to do it anymore. Like, please, it's not a compliment. Don't call me skinny girl.
Not appropriate.
She kept doing it, and she finally, I guess last week, said, sure thing.
Chubs.
So, didn't sit well at the office. Let's see. So, did she go too far to show an apology to, I'm not going to call her Chubs, but the girl.
Just call her Chubs.
No, I don't want to
have
do
a
that.
Name.
All right, fine. Does she owe her an apology? Wanda, you're up first.
Good morning. I think that she was within her rights.
Right.
I just lost 141 pounds myself, and I've always been talked about in a negative way.
Uh-huh.
And whether you're too skinny or too big, just let people be people. And she should have never kept telling them that. She explained to her she didn't like it, and she kept doing it. So why could she not get a taste of her own medicine?
Wanda is definitely siding with the plaintiff, too,
yes,
the defendant,
okay.
I guess,
all right,
in this
gotcha.
Case. Thank you, Wanda. Congrats on the weight loss.
Thank you. Thank
and I
you
will not
much.
Call you skinny girl. No, I won't. We'll just call you Wanda.
No,
call
I don't want to call that either.
It's a fish call, Wanda.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Bye,
I bet
Wanda.
You haven't heard that.
Bye. You, have Wanda. A great one.
Bye. That's pretty awesome. Awesome. Okay, yeah. So we'll take more calls. 888-410-1057. Is Emily, is she in trouble? Does she owe an apology? Because it's always considered a compliment to call skinny, but never
it's
chubby.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
There's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Yes, 7:26. So we're doing a morning court today with Emily. She called us. I guess she works in an office with a great group of people. Everyone gets along except for one little issue. There's keeps calling her skinny girl because, Emily says she's always been thin and a little insecure about it. So one day after repeatedly saying to the coworker, don't call me skinny girl, she did it again.
Uh-oh.
And she said, whatever you say.
Chubs.
Didn't sit well in the office. They're not talking. Emily wants to know if she owes an apology or what should they do. Okay, it's always easy to call somebody skinny. You think it's a compliment, but for some
but it's not. Like, it's, I mean, if there was somebody who was very thin, I would never be like, hey, skinny. Like, I don't know. It's just maybe I'm old.
Like, not like the old West.
Yeah.
Hey, slim.
Yeah, right. Hey, no, slim. You got to be careful when people call you that because it's usually the opposite.
Yeah, Slim Jim.
It's like curly, no
all right,
hair.
All right, we got Jackie. Jackie, what's your take on today's morning court?
Yeah, I go through the same thing. There's a woman who is in my office who is a bit on the heavy side, and she eats a big bag of chips every day. Long story short, she's always saying, well, you need to eat a cheeseburger. You need to eat a cheeseburger. I'm thin. I'm not skinny. To me, skinny is very unattractive, and people don't get that skinny is not a compliment. So I guess I would say, if I said that, I would have probably ended up apologizing, but Emily already told her she didn't want to be called skinny girl. Some people just don't like nicknames in general, so I think Emily was okay.
Yeah.
I think she was right. I always try not to say, maybe you shouldn't eat a bag of chips every day, but I don't say it because I don't
maybe
feel
you
like
shouldn't
I'm
eat
me.
The chips.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Chips.
But at
right.
the same time, if people don't want to be called skinny, in my opinion, skinny's not an attractive terminology.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just, I think, again, commenting on a person's body is
repeatedly.
It's not good.
Yeah, repeatedly. That's for a while.
Exactly. Whatever the size, shape, or whatever the person
right.
is, you just couldn't do it.
Good stuff, Jackie.
So,
thank you.
Friend,
Emily
thank
will appreciate
you. Have a good
that.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Meredith.
Meredith, what's your opinion of the case this morning?
So what that girl was doing really is bullying. She was asked to stop, and she didn't stop. And the way she said it to Emily was very derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. She'd had it.
So
does she owe an apology, or what should happen moving forward?
I think they should sit down, explain each other's sides, and then maybe they can come to a mutual agreement to not call each other names.
Yeah, okay.
That's so mature.
Yeah. Maybe over a salad, you know what I mean?
Oh, Bob Bronson.
Just, well, I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's happy.
No one's happy with a salad.
Okay. Thank you, Meredith. We appreciate you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. I like a salad. It's fine.
You don't like a sack.
I do. You
no,
put.
You just keep telling yourself.
Okay,
that.
Fine.
You don't win friends. Right?
You don't win friends with sack.
No, you don't.
So we'll take more calls because I think folks are interested in chiming in. And do it. 888-410-1057. We'll get that on. Coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, why we were all worried about Tom Hanks last night. And I love it when people change the lyrics to a classic song. Yeah. J-Lo did it. We'll hear it. You don't like it?
I like Things Left Alone.
Oh.
This land is my land. This land is your land. Let's keep it that way. We don't have to get loud.
You're such a purist, Bob.
When it comes to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, look at you.
This land is my
so
land.
So, Dad. Dad, come on. It's so totally cool.
Nope, I like my songs the way I like them.
That's right. I don't need you J-Lo-ing it up. I like my traffic the way I want the facts, Brian Bell.
Here they are.
Let's go.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 9:15, we go commercial-free for 3 hours. We call it the commercial-free winter, which is a pretty big commitment because we're just kind of in the beginning stages of winter. So we have a long way to go. Commercial-free every weekday for 3 hours. Our buddy J-Bo does it again at 4:15 for 90 minutes on your ride home. Just keep that in mind when you get in the car. Okay, so we had a great morning court today. Emily gave us a call. She has a problem at work. Now, Emily, well, I'll let her tell the story briefly, but she's thin. And, you know, a lot of people think it's okay to just call people skinny and, hey, skinny girl, this skinny girl. She'd had about enough.
Okay.
So this is Emily and what she said earlier.
I just have one little problem. It's with this one girl, and we're about the same age. We're in our 20s, and she's constantly calling me skinny girl. So he's like, hey, skinny girl, can you grab that off the printer? Hey, skinny girl, we have a meeting at 2. And I've given her looks, and I've even said to her, you know, my name's Emily. Like, basically, like, stop calling me that. And she just smiles and says, yeah, brushes me off. Things kind of got a little ugly the other day because I got a little frustrated. And she said, hey, skinny girl, how was your weekend? And I said, pretty good, Chubbs. How was yours?
Oh, you did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you did. So anyway, the gal who's, you know, she called that name. Hasn't spoken. They've got some ice. It's very chilly in there. Very chilly in the office. So she wanted to know what to do. Did she owe an apology? She's still in that beginning of her career.
Right.
Not sure how to handle it. Didn't want to go to HR. A lot of folks said that. Anyway, so we take some calls. See what you think about what Emily should do. 888-410-1057. Who we got first here, Brian?
We got Joe.
Joe, what do you say, Joe?
Well, I think she's right. I had a friend of mine used to tell me all the time, I got a few extra pounds. You need to lose weight. You need to lose weight. When are you going to lose that gut?
Jeez.
And one day I got aggravated. I said, listen, I might have to lose a few pounds, but you got that divot on top of your head, and I can always lose weight. He got all offended, put his hand on his head, said, you can't believe you said that. Tells his wife, he told me I got a divot. You know what? The comment stopped after that, and, you know, he was fine.
Well, so, what's a divot on your head?
Right,
he probably had like a...
Well, he had a big bald spot, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go golf and you hit the dirt, you make a bald spot.
Oh, a divot. Yeah. All right, that's funny. But it stopped.
I think you hit him where it hurt, Joe.
Yeah.
Golf term.
Oh, yeah, he was all bent out of shape. Well, but you know what? The comment stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha. Thanks, Joe. See ya. All right, Marcy, what's your take on the case this morning?
So I think that she should apologize. They both should apologize to each other because hurting somebody's feelings to make your point isn't an effective way. So they definitely have to have a conversation and apologize. But I teach my own kids, you don't be mean back. You just have to, you know, you have to come up with a better solution than that.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's just the basic. Let's sit down and talk. Let's be adults.
It's so hard to do that.
It's hard to adults sometimes.
I hate sitting down and talking like adults.
We need to.
It is hard, but it's not right to hurt somebody.
Oh, you're
else
right. You're right.
You were hurt. So.
Marcy.
But you got to do hard things.
Well, you know,
we
Marcy,
can do hard things.
I think you're the voice of reason today,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, she might
just
be Marcy.
Basically, you just sit down and talk.
Yeah,
that's all.
And don't be mean.
Don't
retaliation
be mean. And if she does it again, then you got to, well, escalate at that
yep
point.
Yep, so, yep. That's a good one.
I think, Marcy, you're right.
I think she is.
I love listening to you guys, and thank you so much.
Well, thanks for chiming
in. All right.
Marcy, caller of the day.
All right.
Thank you, Marcy.
Thanks, Marcy.
You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Very nice, Marcy. So there you go. Sit down and talk. Things don't change. Then you probably go walk upstairs.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Okay. It's mature. I mean, the whole thing is totally immature, but I seriously blame Chubbs.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, that was mature. You blame Chubbs.
Okay. I just do.
Okay. Okay, bro.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.